This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Yeah, it's a really big moment for the Gold Coast Suns. So if you're not across the news, he has re-signed until the end of 2022. That's massive. I mean, it doesn't completely preclude him from moving.
Yes.
Because we've seen people break contracts before.
Of course.
But what it does is it gives the Gold Coast Suns an indication that he wants to be there and he wants to be part of making this group work. I think that's pretty clear.
I think it's a significant signing. Now,
you're completely conflicted here because you're a coach at the St Kilda Football Club.
I am. Where but Max that is. Doesn't come into it because I think at some point... No, Sam, let's be serious about this to start with. Now, over this speculation over the last couple of weeks, I felt at some stage that Simon Lethlean in particular, as the spokesperson for the Saints, you just need to put it in context. At no stage have they ever said that we have interest right here, right now.
Yep.
If he was to want to leave the Gold Coast Suns, that of course the Saints would be interested as well as some other football clubs. So I've got no issue with that. But I think we've all just started to snowball this conversation that the Saints are going to get him and they're going to try and poach him and rip him out of there after 12 months. Well, if it's not 12 months, it's going to be 2 years at the end of his first deal. Okay, now we get to take a breath. He's recommitted for another 2 years. So he gets to play some decent football. And the beauty of it for Ben is his name doesn't get mentioned for 12 to 24 months.
Well, we hope.
Well, you'd like to think so.
Yeah,
but he, as a young player who's played four games, a handful of games, kicked a couple of goals, still trying to make his way and find his feet at that football club, but in AFL, that he can actually go about it as a younger player developing like everybody else, opposed to being pumped up, better than what he might be, and ultimately going to get poached in 12 months' time. So I think at least for him, he gets to go back and lock in, put his head down, do some work, and come out and play some solid footy.
14 games for 17 goals this year.
It's a good start.
For Ben King, it's a really good start.
It's a good start.
For a guy that a lot of people think is a defender.
Yeah.
I've always liked him as a forward, but a lot of people think he can play both ends, which he can.
Well, he can because when Max did do his knee, going back to the Anzac week a couple of years ago, he ultimately swung forward. So one was centre-half back, one centre-half forward.
Yep.
Max goes down, centre-half forward. Yeah, Ben can go forward.
And he did the same thing for school because they were playing in every team together. Yeah. Every team moved him forward.
And he won the sprint, grand final day sprint.
Yeah, he's very quick.
How about that?